This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls. Good morning, this is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
Good morning, KC2NVM. Good morning, Travis.
Hey, how are you today?
Ooh, that was a nice double. That was very well timed, but I got you both. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Brad. At first, I thought, Jeff, that you had a hum on your signal, but then once you unkeyed, I could hear Brad, so he was doubling with you, so I think that's what it was. Yeah, welcome to a nice, wet Thursday.
Good morning. I gave him time to key in. I don't know if I can hear him or not.
Oh, you're doing fine. You're doing fine. I was going to say, yeah, it was really coming down when I left, so I was cranking the heat here for a minute. And I stopped at Tim Hortons in Alden. You know, whenever it's kind of this, like, dreariness, I'm going to grab a coffee this morning. And I thought, oh, I'm not going to get a hot coffee. I'm going to get an iced coffee. Well, that stop, just from having the window down, kind of, like, soaked my whole side and shoulder. And even if I have the vent guards or whatever, vent shades, that's what it's called, of this truck, I don't think that would have helped me at all. But now as I'm cruising along here, I think I should have left 5 minutes later because it's starting to come down a little bit. And, yeah, all is good. So, I'll turn it over to you, Brad. I think, you can get a chance to get in there. Good morning.
Good morning, Trav. Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, it's definitely a wet morning. Definitely needed. The lawn was getting to be very much straw-like, and you can see some of our plants were starting to wilt a little bit, but it's welcome. A little cooler temperatures, good. So, yeah, it's looking like it'll be a pretty decent day then.
Yeah, yesterday I was 3D printing a mount for my 878 DMR radio. Thinking about putting that on my dashboard somewhere. I have a specific spot. It's a little obstructed, but I can tip my head a little bit, and I should be able to see the full display. So I was editing the model over the past couple of days, little tweaks here and there, and I think I got something I like, and we'll get that in here. I definitely need that RF in the truck as I once had, that I never put in this new truck. As I couldn't get in yesterday because Ross's Wi-Fi or internet was down, so I wasn't able to get into his node. So definitely goes to show that RF direct is the most reliable method. That's for sure. Over to you, Jeff.
Because usually with hams, our backups have backups. That's kind of a point.
Exactly. And even with the HT I had in the truck yesterday, I wasn't reliably able to hear you guys. In fact, I wasn't able to hear you, Brad. If I hold the monitor button on the HT, obviously with just a shorty antenna in the truck, Jeff was in there, but I had to hold the monitor button to hear him just barely. I knew it was him, though. And, so external antenna definitely needed. That's for sure.
And here my pool was a couple inches down, so it should be overflowing by the time I get home tonight if it continues to rain like this. Kind of gigantic raindrops. I think I got more soaked bringing the garbage out than I did taking the shower.
Oh yeah, that hum I had heard when you first keyed up this morning, I think was because you were doubling. And if you hear the noise in the background, that's my heater just cranking along on high, seeing how much drying time I can get before I get to work, so I'm not sitting there all wet. So, Brad, you said you ordered those books. Did those books come in?
Yes, both books came in. Came in pretty quickly, actually. the pictures I sent were of the books that I got. Been going through them. The one for ham radio indoors or indoors ham radio definitely talks a lot about SDR and different ways of doing it. It's getting in, starting to get into the point where they're talking about different types of antennas indoors, which is very intriguing because I'd like to try and minimize my outdoor footprint as much as I can.
Yeah, it definitely seems like that would be a book for me. You've got a little more real estate, since you've got to put up some wire antennas. Those are pretty pretty covert. I think that would definitely be in your favor. You didn't notice, and I, when you sent that to me and I glanced at it, I was thinking, does ARRL offer Kindle versions of their books? And I know you and I have talked about this before, how you like to have, I think you said you like to have the physical book in your hand. I'm more of a Kindle guy, Kindle or a Kindle app. Yeah, I can't remember if they offer their stuff in Kindle.
I just went to their website. They do offer a few books in what they call e-books, but it's not like the books I bought. I'm going to go check again here.
Now, I have bought a couple books, e-books, and for textbooks, sometimes I think I prefer the physical book. I like to have it just open, staring at it, especially if there's any, really, something in front of me. Must be a ghost or something. Yeah, sometimes you just like to have the physical book there, and if you want to add notes, highlights, I know you can highlight in Kindle, but or even post-it notes, those don't damage the book as much. Yeah, having the physical book is sometimes definitely nice for that. Anyway, Ross, if you're in there, your internet seems to be working again. Really? Again, there's nobody in front of me. All right, K2PCB. All right, no Ross today, I guess. Back to you, Jeff.
Just passing Frosty's, so I'll be coming up against the Noisemakers shortly. We'll see how that goes. But did some more work on the deck last night, laid another 4 or 5 boards. My wife was working from home, so I was kind of limited on how much hammering I could do with the retrieving of the nails. But she comes out and she's like, really, can you hold off that for a minute? I'm on a phone. Oops. Sorry, kid. Didn't know.
I don't know if I've ever asked, and if you mentioned it, I didn't recall, what type of work she does. Does she do a remote customer service type work?
The wife is a paralegal for M&T Bank in their legal department.
Okay, yeah, that sounds cool. Nice. I'm going to guess that she doesn't get to work from home all the time, though.
No, she works from home roughly 3 days a week, depending on the schedule, but she does have to go into the office every once in a while, or at least twice a week, if not three. But she does vary her time twice. Today she has to go out to Cross Point and Amherst, but she only has to go for an hour meeting, but that will count as a swipe in. So she'll just go there, go to that meeting, and then come home, and then work the rest of the day from home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not too bad. Pretty close, too. Not too far to travel. I know I always think that it would be nice to work from home, but you don't get the I was even thinking about that recently. You don't get the social interaction, and I'm sure I'd become quite the bum, quite the hermit. I'd probably be putting on, instead of just lounge around wear, putting on outdoor clothes only when there's a meeting where they require the camera on or something. Yeah. like some of my Sundays where I can just sit inside all day. I'd become too addicted to that lifestyle.
Yeah, when COVID first hit, she was working from home 100%, and she was able to keep her sanity only by drinking heavily, and that didn't work. So she quit the drinking, and has been much happier, but does like going into work and doing the, she'll have lunches with friends, and just, they do a lot of shenanigans and a lot of pranks on each other. Changing pictures at the with frames with like Nicolas Cage, like taking the pictures out and right behind the glass, or I have a little Cricut noisemaker that chirps. She brought one of those to work and let it go, and she gets constant feedback on that because nobody knows it was her, and she's like, oh wow, what's that noise? Brings it their attention even more and just sits back giggling.
Oh man, sounds like she would fit in pretty good with some of the folks here. That's funny. Yeah. In fact, did I give you one of those, Brad? One of those Cricut noisemakers? Were you leaving one of those for someone?
Yeah, you did, and we actually had two in our apartment for a while, and one of them was driving Sean Beal absolutely crazy because he was looking for it. He couldn't find it. Yeah, that went on for a couple of months. We were planting them around different guys' desks. Yeah, so I can relate to what Jeff's wife's doing. Absolutely.
Not that I'm, encouraging that kind of activity, but there's one with a little magnet sitting on the wall next to my desk, and I believe the battery's still good if you ever wanted to, get somebody going. If it disappeared for a little while, I probably wouldn't even notice. Just saying. Oh, but yeah, I feel so much better today than I did yesterday. I felt so run down yesterday. I was coming out on lunch. I was just going to kind of nap, and I was talking to Lynn for a minute. She asked me, oh, you going to run out for a coffee? And I wasn't planning on it, but then she mentioned it, and she planted that seed. And went out for a coffee, and it just wasn't enough. I crashed early last night, and even though, yeah, it's rainy today, man, I feel like a whole new person. I guess I needed that, so glad I got that that long sleep in before the weekend gets here. I'm sure it'll be busy. Oh, speaking of which, Brad, I was mentioning to you that Lynn's check engine light came on with an evap code. Well, she was out and about yesterday, and the light went off. Now, she made an appointment to have it looked at for next week, I think it is. Yeah, I think it's next week. And but we're thinking about finding one of those quick lube places, even a Delta Sonic that has the service area that's doing inspections and maybe run it in on Saturday. And, see if we can get it inspected while the light's still off. If it stays off, we'll cancel the appointment. If it comes back on, well, we can decide what we want to do. But if it stays off between now and at least Friday, I mean, she can run it over there tomorrow. If not, I'll run it over Saturday and see if we can get that inspected. Oh, and at 6:44, I should make this my final. And, after that, I'll turn it over to you guys. This is KCCB.
73 to KCCB. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow.